2 minutes to air.
I assume he's alive somewhere.
He was down here a little while ago.
Is that Kurt?
No. Someone this is a video specialist. Next time we gotta bring sunglasses.
It's very bright, I know.
I guess they need it.
You ladies can sit up here if you would like, because we're gonna do kind of the same thing as the last time.
The glow.
Yeah, I was gonna come in and say, where's makeup?
I think the top of my head's gonna glare.
Yell makeup and a guy with a big powder puff comes and whacks you.
Makeup if a little girl would.
Yes. Oh, God, we're dating ourselves.
One minute to air.
Just give them a little bit more detail.
Mine goes off 52.
You can set that time. You can. Mine's a little bit longer. Basically, I have to remember to hit it.
Mine for your dun dun dun.
Oh God, no!
Just touch it periodically.
Yeah.
Set emails with concerns about parking and traffic and that kind of thing. So you just want to address it.
30 seconds.
Watch your fingers.
Do we have any lead music there, Mr. Chris?
We got no music.
Stand by.
Board of Appeals is now in session. First order of business is approval of minutes of April 18th. 2013. Entertain a motion to approve, unless someone has changes.
Make a motion that we approve the minutes of the April 18th, 2013 meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
This is 4-0. First order of business is public hearing, BOA 3288, 2013. Caroline, would you care to introduce it?
Sure. This is a public hearing on Board of Appeals, case A 3288, 2013. The hearing is published in accordance with the requirements of the city charter and code on the city's website, and this property was properly posted. At the present time, there are 17 exhibits in the record files. They are referenced in an exhibit list in the files. The individual exhibits may be reviewed during the course of the meeting or in the Planning and Code Administration office during regular business hours at City Hall or on the City's website. Any objections to the receipt of any exhibit should be noted prior to the closing of the record, otherwise they will be deemed received in evidence. The application requests a special exception to permit a beauty salon at 2 Maryland Avenue, Gaithersburg, Maryland. The property is located in the RB residential buffer zone. Special exception is allowed by section 24-22C of the City of Gaithersburg Zoning Ordinance, chapter 24 of the City Code, subject to the review of the Board of Appeals. And the two business owners, Olga Carballo and Vilma Gonzalez, are here. There's an aerial showing where 2 Maryland Avenue is, just one house off of Maryland 355. I'll turn it over to the applicants to give you a brief introduction.
Hello, I'm Olga Carballo, one of the owners of the, Desire Salon.
Before you start, may I ask, is your partner going to be speaking also?
Yes.
So, we swear in witnesses, so if you would raise your right hand, I'll do you together.
Yes.
Do you solemnly swear and affirm under the penalties of perjury that the testimony you are about to give in this matter shall be the truth and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Please proceed.
You can go.
So yeah, we're here to discuss the opening of our Desire business on 2 Maryland Avenue, a hair salon, and whatever questions you may have for us, we're definitely ready to answer.
Can you move the microphone a little bit closer, please?
Sorry.
It's not pointing toward you.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's a lot to hear.
You can give them a brief description of the number of stylists and the hours of operation, I think that for the record.
Yes, our desired number of stylists is about four people. You know, it's the two of us to begin with, and then we're just trying to hire maybe one or two more people. We were thinking six at the most, but that would be the most. But our desired number would be four, because the space is not a big space, so we want to keep it small and intimate. And maybe we will have a shampoo person, a receptionist, that would be, you know, a receptionist, a shampoo assistant, helping us with, you know, washing hair and stuff. And at some point, because right now we're going to start just the two of us with that, you know, with the setting. And so it would be, we will work in the main floor of the house, which has three levels, but the main floor will be, you know, the workable space. We will use the third floor, the second floor, and the basement as
storage,
you know, to store products or extra furniture, whatever we have. Mm-hmm. And, you know, also we want to keep it at four people, six the max, because of the amount of space for parking that it is available for us. So it will be mainly hair. Our services will be mainly hair that we'll be offering at some, you know, at some point. In the future, we want to extend it to hair and, you know, maybe facials if allowed. And our hours of operation are 7 days a week, Monday through Thursday, we will think from 10 to 6, Fridays and Saturdays from 9 to 7, and Sundays from 11 to 4 or 11 to 5, accordingly. So, and we were thinking that, you know, extend our hours, but we will have to ask permission from the people accordingly to that when it's needed to change. We were thinking that it's flexible, you know, to change desire. So that's pretty much what we're trying to do.
Any questions from the board?
I do have one question, and that is, I think as I read through the application, you said something about one manicure and one pedicure station?
Yes, but the same person would do both things, you know.
Okay.
The same person works on both, hands and feet.
And I take it that's all covered under your license?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
We do everything.
Because you didn't mention it, so I just wanted to bring that up.
Yes, it is covered under the license.
That's it.
Question? Yeah, I just have one. And for those who know me, this is my pet peeve with the city, is your parking. Just
yes.
To make sure you have adequate parking. And if, you know, your business, hopefully it does expand and does well, overflow parking, where does that go to, and does that affect any of the neighborhood?
We were thinking about that too. So we have, for right now, I think the amount of space we have for parking is good. It's enough, you know, for both of us. Obviously, we would have to park elsewhere to allow our customers to park in the space behind the house, you know. So, and we were talking to the people, the owner of the house, and they say the parking is allowed in front of the house, you know, in the area, right in front of the house, right?
Yeah.
And Vilma, this is Vilma.
My name is Vilma Gonzalez. And yeah, there is six spaces from the back. And we can say like in the front, it's like about maybe another three. So we're talking about nine, three or four. It's like nine parking spaces of them, somehow like that.
And for weekends and evenings, we also talk to the people across from us, the dental office, and they said we could definitely use their parking area.
Mm-hmm.
It's all available for us after 5 in the evening, which is when we're more busier, you know, and weekends, Saturdays is very busy. So they said they're not working, so they say you can definitely use our parking space.
Questions?
Yeah.
No, no. Yeah. Actually, I do. Sorry. In looking at this diagram of where Maryland Avenue is, where exactly is the front of the house? Is it fronting Maryland or is it fronting that side street?
It fronts Maryland.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm seeing two cars parked in front.
Yes.
That looks like it's about the capacity. Okay, thank you. That is it.
Now, do you have a business name?
Yes, Willow's Hair Studio.
And I'm wondering about the legal form of the business. Are you a partnership, just the two of you are partners, or is it a different form?
We're partners.
Is there anyone else who wants to speak on this subject? Hearing of no one, we can proceed. Any discussion?
I'm done.
Okay.
Can I just wanted to interject something about that? There is a draft resolution recommending approval. One of the conditions in the draft approval that was brought to my attention references operating hours that were listed in Exhibit 2, which are not as complete as what was just discussed. So I would suggest changing that to
it's 11 dash
condition
right now
number
and it's
2.
Open right now.
I'm sorry?
That's 11. Is that the one that's 11 and a dash? And
yes. Yes.
Close
right.
Yeah.
So what I would suggest is that we include the hours that the business owners just referenced in our findings and conclusions, and then reference those findings and conclusions in the condition. So it would essentially, this is condition number 2. It would read, operating hours are limited to the hours specified in the findings and conclusions of the resolution, and take out exhibit number 2.
Caroline, do you want to bring up that the draft resolution? Do you have it handy? It's page 23.
Motion.
All right, make a motion for the resolution.
Oh, you want to close the record?
Yeah.
Move we close the record.
All in favor?
Aye.
Yeah. The record is closed. We'll entertain the motion now.
Shall I do it? Okay, now therefore be it resolved by the Board of Appeals of the City of Gaithersburg on the 19th day of September 2013 that case BOA 3288-2013. The petition of Olga Carballo and Vilma
Gonzalez.
All right, that's a typo. Gonzalez for Willow Hair Studio, requesting a special exception for a beauty salon at 8 Brooks Avenue, Gaithersburg, Maryland, be approved with the following conditions. The special exception is granted for Willow Hair Studio only and shall terminate at the time of the expiration of their lease and or any subsequent lease renewals. Operating hours are limited to the hours specified in the findings and conclusions of this resolution. And 3, salon services are permitted on the first floor only.
Okay, I'm going to ask for if you wouldn't mind amending that, because the Willow Hair Studio is not a legal entity. I think it would have to be granted to the partnership, to the two partners.
It's saying 8 Brooks Avenue, too.
Sorry?
8 Brooks.
Yeah, it should say.
Should be 2 Maryland.
Right.
It's 2 Maryland. All the times I
thank you.
Catch that.
And change it Gonzales to Gonzales.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I have a question, a point of clarification for staff. Is a resolution specific to an entity and or individual persons? I believe Chairman's question is sort of directing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That
traditionally, we have not really made that distinction, but we're trying to do so.
My suggestion would be to Olga Carvalho and Vilma Gonzalez, right. DBA Willow Hair Studio.
Okay.
I second that.
We accept that amendment?
Yes.
Okay.
You want me to repeat this?
If you're brave enough.
Okay. I'll do it again. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Appeals of the City of Gaithersburg on the 19th day of September 2013 that case BOA 32882013, the petition of Olga Carvalho and Vilma Gonzalez, DBA Willow Hair Studio,
yes,
requesting a special exception for a beauty salon at 8 Maryland Avenue. Two Maryland Avenue. Gaithersburg, Maryland, be approved with the following conditions. 1, this special exception is granted for Willow Hair Studio only and shall terminate at the time of the expiration of the lease and or any subsequent lease renewals. 2, operating hours are limited to the hours specified in the findings and conclusions of this resolution. 3, salon services are permitted on the first floor only. Okay.
Do I get a second?
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Passes 4-0.
Thank you.
Yes. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank
Okay, the next case is BOA 3280-2013, Linda Stein, for Zosimos Botanicals, LLC. Would you care to introduce us?
Sure. This is a public hearing on Board of Appeals case A3280-2013. The hearing was published in accordance with the requirements of the City Charter and Code on the City's website, and the property was properly posted. At the present time, there are 28 exhibits in the record files. They are referenced in an exhibit list in the files. The individual exhibits may be reviewed during the course of the meeting or in the Planning and Code Administration offices during regular business hours at City Hall or on the City's website. Any objections to the receipt of any exhibit should be noted prior to the closing of the record. Otherwise, they will be deemed received in evidence. The application requests a special exception to permit a home-based business, Material Impact, at 28 Allenhurst Court, Gaithersburg, Maryland. The property is located in the R90 cluster zone. Special exception is allowed by Section 24-216C of the City of Gaithersburg Zoning Ordinance, Chapter 24 of the City Code, subject to the review of the Board of Appeals. And just for references in the aerial, number 28 is right here on Allenhurst Court. Just out of view of this aerial is Quince Orchard Road. The shot's a little tight, so just so you have some bearings, that's where it is. And Ms. Stein is the property owner and the business owner. I'll turn it over to her.
First, I'm going to swear you in. Do you solemnly swear and affirm under the penalties of perjury that the testimony you are about to give in this matter shall be the truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Yeah, please proceed.
Good evening. I have actually been operating this business for approximately 9 years, and I did not know that I needed to get a special exception or that I was a material impact business, so I'm here. And I am should I assume that you've already read the packet or not?
Yes, you can assume that.
Okay. Then I'm respectfully requesting that an additional condition number 5 be added, amending section 24-215G to allow one vehicle to park curbside in front of the residence until 6 p.m. Okay, so I guess a little bit about the business.
Please.
Is that we handcraft non-toxic mineral makeup and natural cosmetics, and it's a e-business. Everything is mailed out with the postal carrier, so there's no additional pickup. We get very few deliveries. We do offer the option of local customers to pick up their orders. However, that happens very rarely. There are only one full-time, one as needed, and then in the summer we have Liberty's Promise interns as far as staff on the property. In the holiday season, we will most likely be working after 4 o'clock until 6, which is why I'm asking for the one car be allowed to stay at the curb between the hours of 4 and 6. The city has given my business environmental awards for the previous 5 years for our environmental practices. We also do a lot of social responsibility, and we've sent products to every state and about 60 countries. So we're a tiny business. We have very small packages that go out.
Any questions?
Do you have any questions for me?
I've got one. Since you've been, you know, home-based business for 9 years, I'm assuming there hasn't been any impact on neighborhood or anything else, so that you know of. If it's lasted this long.
That's correct. Several of the neighbors are actually here. If you want to ask them. I had a petition that was signed by numerous people that live on the street up and down, and letters that were submitted from all of the homeowners in the adjacent properties next door, in front and behind me, that are in support of the special exception. Some of the people that signed the petition didn't know that I had a home-based business, so it's not really disruptive to the neighborhood. when you come into the house, I mean, everything is in the lower level, the basement level. It's a sub-basement. You cannot tell that there is a business there at all. It's behind a door that's always closed. And unless you went down to the third level and went to the bottom of the stairs and actually turned around, you couldn't see any of it. There's nothing in any of the rest of the house that has anything to do with the business.
Your business in the form of an LLC, is there anyone else involved in that business, or is it just you?
My husband is a member, and he acts as the webmaster. However, he has a full-time job, so he's not really a very involved person.
So you have some title such as manager or
I'm the CEO and the formulator because I make up all of the recipes for all of the products. We sell our own line of products.
I guess if you're finished, we want to see, does anyone else care to speak on the subject? Yes?
Yes.
Please come forward to the microphone and state your name and proceed.
And your address, too.
Good evening. My name is Julian Labiche. I work for Liberty's Promise, which is a nonprofit organization that works in Gaithersburg, serving low-income immigrant youth. We run an after-school program at Gaithersburg High School and an internship placement program, which is the program through which Linda partners with us. For several years, we have placed interns at Zosimos Botanicals.
I'm sorry, I'm having trouble hearing you. Could you speak up a bit?
Yes. So for several years, we have worked with Zosimos Botanicals, placing interns, summer interns. Those interns are low-income immigrant youth. They are between 15 and 21. Most of them are residents of Gaithersburg. And this program is designed to help them learn the basic skills in the professional workplace. In the case of Zosimos Botanicals, we've had a very successful partnership with them, where the youth really learned how business works. We don't partner with a lot of businesses in the area, mostly nonprofits and government agencies, including the city of Gaithersburg. But with Zosimos Botanicals, it's really made a very impactful contribution to the youth. This is a program that is funded by the city of Gaithersburg, and it is something that really helps the neediest of our residents. So I fully support her request. I have been to the site, and as Ms. Stein said, you wouldn't tell it's a business. It's just another house in the neighborhood. I've been inside, and the business really operates in the basement. It's something that really contributes positively to the community. Ms. Stein has received environmental awards, and she is one of our best partners through the Liberty's Promise internship program. So I really support her application.
Could you spell your last name?
Yes, Labiche, LABICHE.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any questions? Thank you. Anyone else care to speak? Okay, it's up to the board now.
As far as the parking is concerned, I think because of the way the code is written, I would suggest that we actually grant that fifth condition because right now the way it's written is after 4 o'clock, the parking for that business has to be off street, and I would say extend it to 6 o'clock. In this case, I would favor that. I think that's a reasonable approach, and it was sort of punted to us by the Planning Commission anyway to determine mm-hmm. that.
I had a question for clarification. You had gone through, just for lack of a better word, staffing in general. When you had mentioned one full-time staff, is that in addition to yourself?
Yes.
Or that is you? So,
yes.
So generally,
no, in addition to me.
Generally two, year-round, generally two staff members
yes.
at the business, and then interns during the summer, and perhaps, I think you had also said, one or two staff members during the holiday seasons, which I would assume would be mid-November through mid-January at most.
No, actually, the last person that mm-hmm. comes as needed, she makes only certain products, so she does come all year round, but she's not there on an hourly basis. She comes and makes those products and then goes. So she doesn't have set hours.
Okay.
She comes and makes the products and then she goes.
Right. Could you approximate 10 hours a week? Something, I mean, just.
You can go
here.
Please state your name for the record.
Sure. Andrea Levy. Hi.
She needs to be sworn in.
Yeah.
Because she's supporting the petitioner.
Correct. Do you solemnly swear and affirm under the penalties of perjury that the testimony you're about to give in this matter shall be the truth and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Please proceed.
Hi. As I said, my name is Andrea Levy. I work on certain products within Sosimos. Personally, I have a couple of kids, but my son is disabled, so I come in and out as I can. So it really depends on what the orders are that week versus what his therapy schedule is at the moment, and his preschool schedule. So I don't think I've ever been there as of yet for over probably 10 hours in a week, but I usually come in for like an hour and a half here, or an hour there, or 2 hours. You know, maybe up to 3 or 4 hours in a block if it's after, if I can come in after his therapy. So I try to work around both their schedules as well as my son's schedule.
Thank you.
Any questions? Thank you. It's the pleasure of the board.
Being no more questions, I move we
close the record.
Close the record.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Record's closed. 4-0.
We need that, but we do need the wording on that fifth edition.
You want me to give you a suggested wording?
That would be good.
Okay, so I would suggest saying, let me ask you this first. Do you want it to be for a specific number of cars or for?
No, just extend the hours from 4 to 6 o'clock.
So
I think that's all.
Parking for non-resident employees to be permitted on street until 6 p.m. on weekdays.
Weekdays.
Right.
Okay. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Appeals of the City of Gaithersburg on the 19th day of September 2013, the case BOA 3280-2013, the petition of Linda Stein for Zosimos Botanicals LLC, requesting a special exception for a home-based business. Material impact at 28th Allenhurst Court, Gaithersburg, Maryland, be approved with the following conditions. One, this special exception is granted for Zosimos Botanicals LLC only and shall not be transferable to any other business located at 28 Allenhurst Court. Two, operating hours for non-resident employees are restricted to weekdays from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Three, a maximum of 4 non-resident employees, volunteers, or interns may conduct business at 28 Allenhurst Court per day. Four, no more than 10 deliveries are permitted per week in addition to regular mail delivery. And five, parking for a non-resident employee to be extended to 6 p.m. weekdays.
I just mentioned on street.
On street, okay.
Right.
Sorry.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Passes 4-0. I believe that's all of our business for this evening. Is that
well,
right?
Well, no, we have stuff.
We do have more.
From staff.
Oh, yes, sir.
Go ahead, Caroline.
Okay. So just two items from staff. First of all, as part of your package, there are two ordinances that were recently adopted by the mayor and city council based on the many hours of work that the board put in to amend Chapter 24 predominantly, but also Chapter 16 to reflect some of the changes in language definitions and the telecommunications references, and also some items that relate to the board's rules of procedure and application processes. And they will become effective September 24th, which is next Tuesday. So therefore, that leads me to item number two, which is the draft Board of Appeals rules of procedure, which are now have not been changed since the last time we reviewed them, and they can now be adopted by the board to reflect all of the language changes in the two text amendments. I would suggest that if you want to adopt or to approve them tonight, that they would become effective also on September 24th, the same day that the ordinances take effect. As I said, there are no changes that have been made since the last time we saw this, I believe maybe last February, and there is a copy of those rules of procedure in your package, and online for that matter, as well. So it's a completion of a lot of hard work, which we thank you for, and it's went through the process, the ordinances went through the process with the mayor and council. Without change as well, I should mention, since the last time you looked at them.
So this is the final copy that we reviewed.
So this is the final copy.
We reviewed, okay.
Yeah.
We've
good.
Already spent a lot of time on this, and I wouldn't think we needed more.
No. Enough is enough.
There, I will mention, before you adopt them, that they're because of the changes that we may make in 2014 to the meeting dates, we will probably have to come back in a few months and change a couple of things that relate to the schedule of meetings that are referenced in the rules of procedure, but that will be minor compared to changes that have been made to date.
Well, those are actually administrative changes, really, aren't they? Or are they a little more than that?
The rules would have to be adopted with
no,
those.
No, I realize that because they're part of the text.
Right.
But in essence, they are administrative changes.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Any comments? Why don't we proceed?
Move we accept the Board of
adopt.
Appeals or adopt the new Board of Appeals rules of procedure. As previously reviewed.
To become effective.
To become effective on
September 24th.
On September 24th of this year, 2013.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Passes 4-0. I think we're ready to adjourn.
Yep, the next meeting I'll just announce will be on Thursday, October 17th. At 7:30 p.m.
Do we have any applications?
I believe that we do.
Okay.
And when will the meetings begin to be televised?
This
that,
next
that,
one.
That meeting.
That will be it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, if there's no further business, I'd like a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
In favor?
Aye.
Aye.
ladies, thank you very much.
Well, Ron, Chairman.
So now we'll try to...